time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Ignite Radio News.
Good afternoon. It's 2 o'clock. I'm Mandy, and here's what's happening in the Ignite newsroom. Love yourself some TikTok? The European Union is calling out big tech companies like Google, TikTok, and Facebook by looking into how they're dealing with the risk of generated AI. Eight platforms and search engines were sent questionnaires, including Bing, X, Instagram, YouTube, and Snapchat, asking how they are curbing the effects of the risk of AI. And the 27-nation blog has acquired the muscle under the new Digital Service Act with the aim of keeping users safe. TikToking in Canada could change too. Ontario's Liberal Party conducted national security review of the interactive digital media sector. A review of the popular app was quietly conducted in September of 2023. The results were not made public until Wednesday, when the U.S. House of Representatives banned the site until the Chinese owner takes out its stake. The site has fallen under extreme scrutiny in our country under the new Foreign Investment Act, and there are no details being released as of right now, but you know we'll keep you posted. Looking to grab yourself a cold one? Finance Minister Chrystia Leland announced on the weekend that there will be a 2% cap for the next 2 years on wine, beer, and spirits. With the rate of inflation, the tax was supposed to be increased by 4.7%. Canada's small craft breweries are among the finest in the world, and they are an important contributor to our growing economy by creating jobs in communities across the country, Freeland said. It's estimated that the savings will be just shy of $87,000 in taxes and can save many small breweries from closing their doors. Sports Tourism Canada has come back with its numbers from the 2023 Grey Cup. $75 million was made across the country from the event that spans 6 days. The championship match, which saw Montreal beat Winnipeg at our very own Tim Hortons Field on November 19th, in front of a crowd of 223,216 people. After accounting for expenditures, $49.9 million was made locally for the event. I'm Mandy, and we'll be back with your news, with your sports and weather next.
Do you hear that sound? It's the sound of loneliness. You won't have to feel excluded again. Social Inc. working to respect the human rights of everyone. We're spreading a message of unity. Social Inc. offers a place for a student to relax and be their self without the fear of persecution. We support community and celebrate the diverse culture of Mohawk College. Reach out today and be a part of a unified community. Social Inc. is staffed with peer wellness workers that are there to help you. Open from Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., located G112.
Here at Mohawk's Massage Therapy Student Clinic, we've discovered that when lying down on the table, students can be a little quirky. There's the giggler, the groaner, the chatter,
you know, I just like my dog today,
and the snoozer.
Hey, wake up.
What? Where am I?
It's okay. You're in the MTSC at Mohawk College. Massage therapy, right here at Mohawk College, room R101 in the D-Bark.
No shortage of action in the NHL as Winnipeg hosted Nashville last night and the Preds walked away with a 4-2 lead. Washington made the trip across the border only to fall prey to the Oilers in a whopping 7-2 loss. Vancouver, Colorado fans got their money's worth last night when the game went into overtime, resulting in a 4-3 Colorado win. NBA action was hot last night as the Raptors made the trip to the Motor City only to fall to the Pistons with a 113-104 final. The Denver Nuggets went to meet the Heat and didn't leave empty-handed with a score of 100-88. Chicago barely beat the Pacers on their home turf with a 132-129 final. Spring training is looking intense as the Yankees hosted their rivals, the Red Sox, yesterday. The final and the bragging rights go to Boston for this one with a 9-4 win. The Orioles attempted to spread their wings yesterday but couldn't pull it off, finishing with a 7-5 loss to Atlanta at home. Can't forget about them Jays. Toronto forced the Pirates down the plank with a 10-3 win. And looking forward to visiting the Twins this afternoon.
Ignite Radio Weather.
from flip-flops to jackets overnight, and it doesn't look like it's coming back anytime soon. Not a lot of sun today, as it's calling for 12 degrees with a possibility of rain this afternoon. Tonight, the rain might still catch up with us, and temperatures are expected to keep us a little cooler at 9 degrees. For TGIF tomorrow, we can expect the rain to stop, but the clouds will be sticking around for a while. 10 degrees is looking like our high. Currently outside the Ignite newsroom, it's partly cloudy and 8 degrees.
From Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario, you're listening to Ignite Radio.
Forfeit, but we always knew how to talk.
Is on the internet.
This is Ignite Radio.
Gonna disappear if you give yourself some. Ignite Radio. That was Stomp Up by Serena Ryder. Thank you for listening in. We have our show every Thursday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Tune in every Thursday. So let's get into it. I'm Sophia, and I hope you're doing good. So last weekend, it was UFC 299. Possibly one of the best cards of the year so far, arguably. And UFC 300, which comes in April sometime, is the next card after this. So the main event was Sean O'Malley versus Marlon Vera, and it came to a decision. It was a really good fight. I'm not the biggest fan of Sean O'Malley, but both of them put on a really good fight for a main event. And for the co-main event, it was Dustin Poirier and Benoit St. Denis, and it was actually a really good fight. It was a big comeback for Dustin Poirier because if you do watch UFC, he did get knocked out on his last fight against Justin Gaethje, and it was bad because I am a big fan of him. But this fight, he got a round two KO on Benoit St. Denis, and it was really good. And for the next fight after that, it was Kevin Holland versus Michael Page. That went to a decision. Unfortunately, Michael Page, because I'm a big Kevin Holland fan, Michael Page actually won, but it was a really good fight too. And after that, it was Gilbert Burns versus Jack Della Meta, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but it's okay. But it came to a round three TKO with a knee to the face, which is horrible. I was really disappointed. Me and my dad were really disappointed because we both love Gilbert Burns a lot, and it was just really sad to see. And my favorite fighter was before this fight. It was Piotr Jan versus Song Yadong. It was an amazing fight. It was a big comeback for Piotr Jan. He is my top five fighter, and he won to a round three decision, and it was an amazing fight. It was a big comeback because Piotr Jan has a few losses before this fight, and it wasn't good for his fans, including me. So, but overall, the card was amazing. You should definitely tune in to UFC 300 because it's possibly an even better card, arguably, but it was amazing. It was amazing. In other news, it was announced that Nate Diaz versus Jorge Masvidal is set for a pay-per-view boxing match in June 4th. So I'm actually very excited, but I'm going to go on a tangent, so let's end it here. And we have a lot of great music coming up, so don't go away. We have As It Was by Harry Styles, only on Ignite Radio.
Let's face it, your grades probably aren't where you want them to be. But you're a busy college student. You don't have a lot of time to study. Even when you do, chances are you're distracted and don't retain all the info you read. Head over to Peer Tutoring above the CAF in C-Wing. Mohawk's Peer Tutoring program allows you to pick the brain of educated individuals to help learn and retain knowledge necessary for great grades. 1 hour of Peer Tutoring will provide you with the confidence and knowledge you need. Peer Tutoring above the CAF in C-Wing. Stop by today.
I usually get comments. People will say things like, who helps me get dressed in the morning and who feeds you? I get that sometimes. Not only will they ask who cooks my breakfast, but they will ask who helps you eat. Just relax, you know, I'm blind. Big deal. What's the problem? I live an independent life and I can accomplish things that anyone else could.
CNIB, seeing beyond vision loss.
You're listening to Ignite Radio. Bring the world hit music now.
Holding me back. Gravity's holding me back. I want you to hold out the palm of your hand. Why don't we leave it at that? Nothing to say. Everything gets in the way. Seems you cannot be replaced. And I'm the one who'll stay. In this world, it's just us.
listening to Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
Ignite Radio, that was Kiss Me More by Doja Cat and SZA. Coming up next, we got Hollywood by 12 a.m. only on Ignite Radio.
Fuck her, I'm back at Hollywood. Get the fuck up out of Hollywood. All the stars and the lights and the fame, what's the price? If you know that you're never good. I'm tired and I'm lonely. Trying to keep coping, but it's so damn hard, and I wish that you understood. Look, you got me feeling like I could never lose us. I don't know why I sing the same damn song for you, just the same damn song for you. And baby girl, I tried to love you the best that I could, and I know it's hard to leave when you know you should. Promise me you'll never look back, and go promise me you'll never come back. All these scars that I left for you, like pictures hanging in your room. And it kills me inside to keep seeing you cry. Girl, it's hard when you face the truth. I'm tired and I'm lonely, and I'm trying to keep coping, but it's so damn hard, and I wish that you understood. Look, you got me feeling like I can.
Ignite Radio. That was Hollywood by 12 a.m. I'm Sophia Sidios. So if you listened to the show a couple weeks ago, I was talked about how I've been putting off the movie Ironclaw for the longest time. But guess what? I finally watched the movie Ironclaw, and I can tell you right now, I was not disappointed. It was an amazing movie. So the movie stars Jeremy Allen White and Zac Efron, and it was amazing. It's about the Von Erich brothers in the industry of wrestling, and their story, like the story of their family, is honestly just, it's very tragic, but it's also really amazing. The way they, like, just the writing in this movie is just amazing. It blew my mind away, but it was definitely not a disappointment. So I did a little research on the movie, and I found out there was so many more details that they did not include in the movie, which that blew me away, because I feel like they added, it was a 2-hour movie, and it didn't even feel like 2 hours. That's how you know a movie is good. But I feel like the story of this family is just, it's so tragic. It's honestly so good, but it's also so heartbreaking if you did watch the movie, which I 100% recommend you to watch this movie. It was really good. And the ending, not even just the ending, multiple times in the movie, it really made me cry. Like, I'm telling you, if you already watched The Ironclaw, like, you already know what I'm talking about, but it's such a good movie. I definitely recommend it. But yeah, I have to check that off my list, because I got more movies I want to watch. But this one, it was amazing. So unfortunately, it did not get nominated for an Oscar, which is really disappointing. But I'm pretty sure, I was talking to my friend, shout out Sam Little, he told me all about this. Apparently, it's because of the timing of the movie. It came out last fall, I think around November time. And because it came out a little bit late, it didn't give the voters enough time to vote for the Academy, and unfortunately didn't get nominated for the Oscars. But hopefully the next Oscars, I'm not sure how it works 100%, but hopefully it does earn a nomination, because 100% it does deserve one. Thank you so much for listening, and exciting things coming your way with Mandy delivering your entertainment break only on Ignite Radio.
Of the thousands of miles we'll walk in a lifetime, how many steps will we remember? When did walking become just a simple act of getting from A to B? Let's make a humble walk mean something magnificent with the Children's Wish Foundation of Canada. Take steps with us and walk for wishes and make dreams come true for children living with life-threatening illnesses. Visit childrenswish.ca/wishmaker for details.
War Amps key tags aren't just for car owners. Anyone can get them, and they're for any keys you want to protect.
Recently, I lost the keys to my car, house, and office. Also on that key ring was my car starter and my War Amps key tag. Imagine my surprise when my keys were returned by courier from the War Amps a few days later. What peace of mind.
Look for your War Amps key tags in the mail or order them at 1-800-250-3030 or waramps.ca.
Nothing but hit music now. This is Ignite Radio.
Put your loving hand out, baby, 'cause I'm hard and fast, I had everything. I walked away, you want me then. But easy come and easy go, and it would end. So anytime I bleed, you let me go. Yeah, anytime I feel, you got me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. 'Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand. I'm begging, begging you, and put your loving hand out, darling. I need you to understand, try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was hanging over me. Broken man that I don't know, won't even stand, I never stand to be myself.
why the basement? Why we got good, she don't embrace it? Why the feel for the need to replace me? You're the wrong way, drunk from the good. I wake up in a beach and tell where we could be at. Like a heart in the best way, shit. You can't give it away, you have and you take the face. But I keep walking on, keep moving the dog, keep walking for that the dog is yours, keep also home. Cause I'm the one that live in a broken home, girl, I'm begging. Yeah, 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 I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging, begging you. So put your love in the hand now, darling.
I'm finding hard to hold my own. Just can't make it all alone. I'm holding on, I can't fall back. I'm just a call, not to face the black.
I'm begging, begging you. Put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you to put your loving hand out, darling. I'm begging, begging you to put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you to put your loving hand out, darling. I'm begging, begging you to put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you to put your loving hand out.
Ignite Radio. Listen live on the TuneIn app and online at igniteradio.ca.
Making it all okay. When I come back down, it doesn't feel the same. Now I'm sitting around waiting for the world to end all day. Cause I couldn't.
Entertainment.
Everything I Thought I Knew drops Friday, and in one night only performance in LA, Justin Timberlake gave fans a treat by inviting his NSYNC band members to join him on stage. What's being called the highlight of the show, the five former boy banders sang a mix of new and old jams, including JT's new song from the album, Paradise. On Sunday, the four remaining members were contacted to see if they were interested in the appearance. And after all the yeses, the guys were in rehearsal by Tuesday for last night's show, singing their hits It's Gonna Be Me and Bye 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 for a crowd that included Travis Kelce. Many fans are wondering if this is a sign that the group has new music on the horizon. Unfortunately, no. It doesn't seem like it's in the cards for them, but that doesn't mean we can't dream. The High County Humane Society of Flagstaff, Arizona has been flooded with over $13,000 in donations in the name of the Sister Wives star that took his own life, Garrison Brown. A proud pet parent, the latest addition to his family was a 9-year-old cat named Miss Buttons. On March 5th, Garrison was discovered in his home by his brother Gabriel, dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. No foul play is suspected in the 25-year-old's death. If you are haunted by suicidal thoughts, please reach out for help. Actress and model Christy Brinkley shared a photo yesterday of the effects that skin cancer can have. After accompanying her daughter to a dermatologist appointment, the doctor noticed a freckle on her cheek. Being fortunate enough to catch it early, she was diagnosed with basal cell carcinoma. This form of cancer is curable if found and treated quickly, but Christy had some tips for keeping you safe. Sun protection is a must. Slather on that SPF 30 or higher. Wear long sleeves and a wide-brim hat, and make sure you do a full body check. It could save your life. I'm Mandy, and that's your Entertainment Minute on Ignite Radio.
Take my breath. All right, and make it last forever. Do it now
Ignite Radio, that was Take My Breath by The Weeknd. I'm Sophia Studios, and coming up next, we got My Mind and Me by Selena Gomez, only on Ignite Radio.
Wanna hear a part of my story? I tried to hide in the glory and sweep it under the table so you would never know. Sometimes I feel like an accident. People look when they're passing and never check on the passenger. They just want the free show. Yeah, I'm constantly trying to fight something that my eyes can't see. My mind and me, we don't get along sometimes, and it gets hard to breathe. But I wouldn't change my life, and all of the crushing and burning and breaking, I know now. If somebody sees me like this, then they won't feel alone now. My mind and me. It's hard to talk and feel heard when you always feel like a burden. Don't wanna add to concern, I know they already got. But if I pull back the curtain, then maybe someone who's hurting will be a little more certain. They're not the only one lost. Yeah, I'm constantly trying to fight something that my eyes can't see.
Ignite Radio, that was My Mind and Me by Selena Gomez. I'm Sophia Sidios. Thanks for sticking around. So last weekend, it was the Oscars, and it was really amazing. A lot of good movies won awards, and it was just amazing. But the thing I want to talk about is Ryan Gosling performed at the Oscars, and if you saw clips on social media, it was amazing. He performed I'm Just Ken from his movie Barbie, and let me tell you, I didn't know, like, he could sing this good. Like, it had my jaw dropped. Seriously. It was amazing. And just, you can tell the crowd was just, like, they had the same reactions as me. It was amazing. And there was a part where he and Emma Stone, like, sung a line together in the crowd. And for all my La La Land fans out there, that was the mini reunion we got together. And it was just amazing. And literally, like, me and Sebastian finally had a reunion. And, like, in La La Land, if you know me personally, that is one of my favorite movies. It was so good. And even the Oscars, like, I love watching award shows, and the Oscars is probably one of my favorite award shows out there, and it never disappoints. Oppenheimer won Best Picture. And speaking of Emma Stone, she actually won Best Actress for her movie Poor Things. I haven't seen Poor Things. I've seen a lot of clips of it, and it seems really good. But yeah, it was amazing. I've seen a few clips of him now singing I'm Just Ken, and it was really good. And yeah, he never disappoints. And I feel like, and I was talking to my friends about this, like, the way he was singing, it's not like he was not motivated, but like he was doing it so like nonchalant. It was really good. He definitely did not disappoint me. To hear more exciting info about the next song coming up, Mandy is back to tell you all about her Way Back Playback, only on Ignite Radio.
My name is Jeff. Last New Year's Eve, I had a bit too much to drink and tried to drive home. I'd always seen those mad adverts and thought I'd never drink and drive. But I did, and it's something I regret to this day. Because of my actions, I'm now paralyzed from the waist down. You might not be so lucky. If you're going to drink, please, don't drive.
This is a small dog barking. This is a medium-sized dog barking. And this is a big dog barking. Regardless of a dog's size or breed, its bite is always worse than its bark. That's why Canada's letter carriers kindly ask that you keep your dog indoors, in a fenced yard, or tied securely away from your mailbox. You may think your dog won't bite, but statistics say otherwise. More than 70% of reported dog bites happen at home and involve family pets. So please, be aware of where your dog is when we're delivering your mail.
This is your Wayback Playback on Ignite Radio.
Another YouTube discovery from September 2009. He was inspired by Justin Bieber's skyrocket to fame and was influenced to try the same. This New Jersey native is a Berklee College of Music grad where he studied music production and engineering. Putting himself out there with his channel, Charlie's Vlog, he posts everything from comedy to acoustic covers. In 2010, the world was introduced to his first hit, These Are My Sexy Shades, from his album, playfully named Auto-Tune. Charles Otto Puth Jr. won the online video competition called Can You Sing, hosted by celebrity gossip blogger Perez Hilton, with his rendition of Adele's Someone Like You. Fresh off his Charlie, the live experience tour, this Sagittarius is no stranger to the Hot 100, and this hit is no exception. Dropping on October 5th, 2017, this romantic narrative debuted at number 60 on the Hot 100 and peaked at 21, holding the spot for 5 weeks. I'm Mandy, and I've got How Long by the crazy talented Charlie Puth on Ignite Radio.
I'll admit I was wrong. What else can I say, girl? Can't you play my head and not my heart? I was drunk, I was gone. I don't make it right, but promise there were no feelings involved. No.
She said, "Why tell me honestly? Was it real or just for show?"
You gotta believe me when I say it only happened once. Just for show, yeah.
She said, "Save your apologies, baby. I just gotta know
how long has this been going on."
Is Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
You've been on my mind. driving me crazy. I can't even sleep because I'm thinking about you lately. Oh, it's been a while, but don't I feel like it was yesterday? Summer on your skin, strawberry lips, hasty decisions on my mind. Need to know just how you taste. I know it's been a while.
Ignite Radio, that was Daydreaming by Noel and Virginia DeVegas. I'm Sophia Studios, alongside with my co-host, Mandy.
Hey, guys.
And we just want to say a big thank you to showing up today and listening to us. It's been an amazing show. Remember to check out our socials. I'm Sophia.onair, and Mandy is?
I'm Lady underscore Amanda.
That's a good name. Thank you guys for tuning in, and remember to tune in to us every Thursday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Ignite Radio. Thanks for listening in.
Imagine hesitating every time you want to leave your home. Imagine needing help when no one is around.
Good girl.
Everyday Canadians with disabilities count on their dog guide to help them move forward in their daily lives. Participate in this year's Purina Walk for Dog Guides and help provide dog guides to other deserving Canadians. Together, moving forward, changing lives. To find a walk near you or simply to donate, visit PurinaWalkForDogGuides.com today.
After a night out with your friends, not having a plan for a safe ride home can leave you in a bad spot. You could wind up riding in a police car, an ambulance, or a hearse. These unplanned modes of transportation are costly choices and do not take you home. I'm Denise Polgar with Ontario Community Council on Impaired Driving, asking you to plan a safe ride home. Call a cab, be a designated driver, or use public transit.
Ontario Community Council on Impaired Driving and this station want you to arrive alive. Drive sober.
Love hit music?
Hit us up!
And let's get social.
Ignite Radio now.
Sleezing and teasing, I'm sitting on them. All of my diamonds are dripping on them. I met him at the bar, it was 12 or something. I ordered two more wines, cause tonight I want them. A little context if you care to listen. I find myself in a position. The man that I love sat me down last night, and he told me that it's over, done decision. And I don't wanna feel how my heart is ripping. In fact, I don't wanna feel.
I'll stick to sipping. And I'm out on the town with a simple mission. In my little black dress, and it's sitting. Just a heartbroken high heel, 6 inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these I'm with in the back of the taxi, sniffing. Calls, drunk texts, drunk tears, drunk sex. I was looking for a man who was on the same page. Lash back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my own. Give me my symptoms, doctor, I don't wanna feel. Talk this, how I'm blowing this thing. Back to my ways like 2019. 24 hours since my ex did that. I got a new man on me, it's about to get sweaty. Last night really was the cherry on the cake. Been some dark days lately and I'm finding it crippling. Excuse my state, I'm as high as your hopes that you'll make it to my bed, get me hot and sizzling. If I take a step back to see the glass half full, at least it's the Prada two-piece that I'm tripping in. And I'm already acting like a know what I mean? So you might as well stick it. Just a heartbroken high heel, 6 inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these I'm with in the back of the taxi, sniffing. Calls, drunk texts, drunk tears, drunk sex. I was looking for a man who was on the same page. Lash back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my old way.
Bringing you hit music now. So let's get talking. Join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter
at Ignite Radio Now.
There's something in the way you roll your eyes. Takes me back to a better time. When I saw everything is good, but now you're the only thing that's good. Trying to stand up on my own two feet. This conversation ain't coming easily. And darling, I know it's getting late. So what do you say we leave this place? Walk me home in the day. There's something in the way I wanna cry that makes me think we'll make it out alive. So come on and show me how we're good. I think that we could do some good. Mm-hmm. Walk me home in the dead of night.
I can't be alone with all that's on my mind. Say you'll stay with me tonight, 'cause there's so much wrong going on.
Walk me home in the day.